Good evening, everyone. So we'll begin tonight in Mirat Hashem Hilchos Shabbos in the Kitzer, and spend the next little while trying to go through the Lamedtes Malachos, the 39 prohibited categories of labor within Hilchos Shabbos through the prism of the Kitzer. So before the Kitzer gets into the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of the Malachos, so it goes in and just lays a very beautiful foundation. He says, Shabbos, this is in Siman Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph. Shabbos Kodesh, Hiya'os HaGodol V'Habris. So Shabbos is, of course, one of the greatest signs that we possess and one of the greatest demonstrations of the covenant that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenasana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ladas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos in order that we should understand. Ki b'sheshes yomim asa Hashem asas shamayim ve'asa aretz v'chol asher bohem. The point of Shabbos is for us to know, for us to understand, that in 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth and everything that's contained within. V'shavas b'yom hashvi. And he rested on the seventh day. V'hu yisod ha'emunah. So interestingly enough, remember, the ikar of Shabbos is not as much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day. The ikar of Shabbos is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the first six. That's the goal. The essence of Shabbos is to recognize the identity of the Ribono Shel Olam as the Bore, as the Creator. Therefore, the Kitzur says, because Shabbos is so central, the Kitzur writes that Chazal said, Shkula Shabbos Kechol HaMitzvos. That Shabbos is literally the equivalent. Shabbos is equal to all of the mitzvos. Shabbos is equal to all of the mitzvos. And now we begin to understand that. Because it's through Shabbos that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Creator. What's the goal of mitzvos? Mitzvos are not an ends. Mitzvos are a means for us to recognize Hashkachas HaBorei, divine providence and divine involvement in every aspect of our lives. That's the essence of Shabbos. And therefore, again, he ends off with this, Chalam Shamres HaShabbos Kilchaso. It's a beautiful statement. Therefore, anyone who observes Shabbos, Kilchaso. Now, Kilchaso means in the right way. So obviously, like anything in life, to know how to drive a car, so you have to know the laws of driving. You have to know how the car works. To properly observe Shabbos, a person has to know Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, anyone who observes Shabbos, Kilchaso, in the right way, Ki'ilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's as if a person has upheld the entirety of Torah. Now, unfortunately, the converse is also true, that if a person desecrates Shabbos, so Shabbos, we understand now why Shabbos desecration is considered to be exceptionally severe as well. Because again, you'll say that, well, any Avera is not a good thing. We generally don't encourage Averos. But remember, again, when a person doesn't uphold the Shabbos, what I'm in essence doing is, I'm negating the identity of the Ribono Shel Olam as the Creator. That's why Chazal ultimately placed such an emphasis on Shabbos, because to a certain degree, Shabbos really encapsulates, and Shabbos really represents our entire Hashkafas HaChaim. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the historical Creator, but is a present, contemporary, ongoing Creator as well, and all of that is reinforced once a week when we have the privilege to observe Shabbos. Rabbi Hanan, yes? Rosh Chodesh. Amit Rosh Chodesh. Correct, correct. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Shalom Shabbat, Luzako says, Yisrael Aficha, Herbalam, Termiso Shneamar, Adonich Fezman Sidko, Yagdil Torah Vyadir.